Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
717, they're back. Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour for their My Marriage Matters segment. And this week we're talking about a tough topic on a wife not wanting to be a nag, but also wanting her husband to get healthy. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. So just to set the record straight, was this Sarah or...
or was it Len or was it Cindy and Joe? Or was I think it should probably apply to everybody when you come down to it.
You should be a politician. You avoided an answer.
I listen to the news. I don't want to be a politician.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Man. But someone wrote this to you, and I'd imagine you've probably heard this kind of thing before.
Well, we've heard this sort of thing before, and you know, it's always it's kind of like fashion. It always comes back, but with a little bit different twist. The fabric's different, or the style's different. So, this particular couple, she just says, you know, my spouse has not been taking care of himself, and it concerns me for his health. Is there a way to approach him without sounding like a nag to get him to take better care of himself? And I just really think, you know, there's probably some proper responses that we can have as a husband or as a wife to our spouse. And Joe probably has kinder ways to do this than I do. I'm going to let him go first with that answer, and then I'll tell you mine. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Well, speaking from personal experience, I can tell you that you know, the best way to do this thing always is in the context of love and demonstrating genuine concern and with the, you know, compassionate response required. But I can tell you from personal experience that most of the husbands or fathers that come into our office, it's the wife that's making their appointment for them. And then she tells them that day of that, hey, you have an appointment today, go see your doctor or your dentist. And that seems to be working pretty well. So I would say take that approach. Another approach would be to tell a close friend of this guy to engage with him. We've had wives do that with us, and I'm glad to do that for a friend of mine.
All right, Cindy, would you get up and do something?
So the first thing I would say is, yes, this is from personal experience. I would say, you know, don't buy and don't serve the things that maybe are, whether it's causing the husband to lose weight or if there's things in his diet or his life that he shouldn't have, then don't prepare them and don't have them at the table for him to eat them. If it's a weight problem or if it's another issue, you know, what can you do on your part that helps? But I know for Joe and I, we were laughing when we were talking about this last night. A while back, I suggested to Joe, why don't we do like a low carb diet for a while and just see how we feel, and you know, if we lose any weight, see how we feel. The first thing he said to me is, am I still allowed to have pretzels?
Because telling an Italian guy to not have carbs, that's a pretty tall order there.
It is a tough one.
It is. It really is. I don't even know if he knows that pasta is like carb city. And so the interesting thing is, I think sometimes people don't know, and not just men, women too. I don't know if we always know what are the things we need to stay away from because of certain health issues. And so, of course, I laughed at Joe and I just said, you know, I can make your appointment. We can go together. But if you don't know what is okay for you to eat, when you leave the house, it's not going to make any difference. So one of the things that we did, and this was really a number of years ago, I made it so it was a date, but, you know, don't look to me for like fun times for a date, but I got us an appointment for the Lifeline screening, and you can have so many different things done, whether it's for your blood, get a blood test, cholesterol. They do things for your different arteries and whether or not you have potential for strokes or heart attack or osteoporosis. And none of the tests are really invasive, and you just go to sort of like a local facility, kind of like giving blood, only it's further testing for you personally. And we have done that two or three times, I think. And it's not that expensive compared to if you had it done elsewhere. And really, you get some good results that help you then to make a determination. You know, what do you do need to change your lifestyle? And we did that together. So it was kind of fun comparing our results and seeing, you know, who had less cholesterol and who had, you know, different things. So I think that's one way that really you could go in and both of you do it together. So it's not like the wife is nagging or the husband nagging the wife.
That's a great idea, Cindy, because it sounds like you're finding ways to make it clear but not confrontational.
Well, I think that would be the goal. But then I think too, you know, we have the option, all of us have the option to do what we know we need to do for our health. And then we have the option to change the direction and just be like, well, I don't really care. So I can't make the other person care for themselves if they don't want to. So I think that's the hard part of it.
Joe?
Absolutely. Amen to that. actually, those times together were good times. And I often suggested after we had those tests done that we could stop and get a donut.
And, to celebrate?
Yeah.
And celebrate the good test results. I thought that was a good idea.
And maybe have some pasta. You know, why not?
That's right. And a pretzel.
Well, and I think, too, you know, for me, you know, Joe likes to bring home donuts when the grandkids come over or take them out for donuts. So for me to tell him, you can never have another donut, that would just be a waste of my time. But I feel like we need to express it, not only our concern, but what things need to be done to change. But I guess we would always have to say, you know, we can lead a horse to water, but we can't make them drink. And so, you know, I don't want to be the nag to my husband, but certainly I can prepare good meals. I can do what I need to do. I can invite him to go for walks with me. But if he doesn't want to, so I'm just really speaking to the public here. If the spouse doesn't want to, then I don't know how we could make them.
You really can't force someone to do it, but it sounds like there's some really creative options here. At 7:24,
sure.
Joe and Cindy Farini join us this week, each week this half hour, to discuss marriage issues. This has certainly been a good one. Any final thoughts for us, Cindy, before we say goodbye?
Well, I would probably just say, you know, if they aren't going to engage you in changing diet or, you know, exercise kinds of things, I would probably sit down with my spouse and say, okay, get out your life insurance policy and your estate plan and let's talk about it. Because I think that we have some issues that we may be dealing with sooner than later.
That's right.
Joe, how about you?
Yeah. You know, another strategy that can be used is that, you know, tell the children your concerns and then ask them to say something to dad. Or if you really want to be good at this one, you know, tell the grandchildren to engage or grandpa.
Oh.
And you know, he needs to know that they all want him to get healthier so that they can all enjoy a long life together. So that's another strategy you can consider using.
Great stuff. How can folks reach out to you both if they want to submit a topic or ask a question or get a hold of you?
Well, two ways. One would be to our website at either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. And the other would be on My Marriage Matters. And coming up soon, we're going to be at the end of this month in Medina doing a My Marriage Matters seminar. And I'll have information on that in both places if people are interested in looking that up. It's going to be October 27th.
Wonderful. Thanks, you too. We'll have to talk to you again next week, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
So much.
Take care.